serious are we in our pursuit for the kingdom of God? Think about that for a moment. Think about, honestly, look at your own life and ask yourself, how serious am I in seeking out the kingdom of God? Jesus once said, seek first, before all else, the kingdom of God. How serious are we? This month of January, we celebrate a number of saints that all saints give a stark contrast about how serious they are in their pursuit for the kingdom of God. But these saints we celebrate in January, they even go to what appears to be an extreme in their pursuit for God. So you have Saint Paul of Thebes. Saint Paul of Thebes. Thebes was a place in Egypt. Saint Paul was a young man who came from a wealthy family, and his parents died, and an inheritance was given to him and his brother. And Paul was the younger of the two brothers, and the older brother, Peter, decided to take a majority of the inheritance. And Paul was upset, and they got in a fight, not so uncommon, unfortunately, fight over an inheritance. And they decided to go to see a judge to determine their case for the inheritance. And they, as they're on their way to go see the judge, they pass a funeral procession. And it was the funeral procession of one of the rich noblemen of the town. And as Paul is looking at this procession, and he asks about the man and remembers it is this wealthy nobleman, Paul starts to reflect, where are his riches going to go now that he's on his journey into the grave? Where is riches going to go? And at that moment, Paul decides, I don't want to go to the judge. And he says to his brother, Peter, you can have the entire inheritance. I'm giving it to you. And Paul left the city of Alexandria and went into the desert of Egypt. And for the next 80 years, he lived in the desert, seeking out God, seeking out the kingdom of God, trying to pray continuously to God and try to overcome all the demons that were within himself, the demons of his passions and his desires, to make first the kingdom of God. St. Paul of Thebes. We have a similar story with St. Anthony the Great, who also came to church as a young man, and one day he heard the priest read the gospel story that said, if you want to be perfect, sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. So Anthony, as a young man, decides to sell everything that he has and goes into the desert to seek after God. And for, again, the next 70 or 80 years, St. Anthony is in the desert. He would come every once in a while into the city of Alexandria when there was a time of need, during a time of martyrdom of Christians, or a time of heresy. He would come, but for the majority of his life, he spent in the desert. And this was a similar call back in the 4th century. St. Macarius, he went into the desert, and he started a monastery which gathered 4,000 monks around him and lived there for decades, seeking out his salvation. Saint Euthymius was another of these ascetic saints. Saint Euthymius was another, went in for into the desert also, like Saint Anthony and Saint Paul. It was Saint Maximus the Confessor who came from a wealthy aristocratic family, who had a high position in the imperial court, being the secretary of the emperor. He had a great position. And in the middle of his life, he decides to leave that position, to go into a monastery, to seek out his salvation. And there was one other saint, I forget which one it was, who at 12 years old, Saint Paul the Hut Dweller, who at 12 years old, imagine our kids who are 12 years old, he decides to leave his family, and he came, his father was a Roman senator, He came from an aristocratic family. He decides to leave his family at the age of 12 and to go seek his salvation. And he ends up living in a hut, a simple little hut, for the remaining time of his life. In poverty, yet seeking out constant prayer to God and trying to do good works to those in need. These are extreme examples. If we would see such people today, and there are such people today, still in the monasteries or non-office in different places that make these commitments. But our world today would look at these people and say, why did they do that? They must have been a little crazy. Why do you go and leave the comforts of this world to go out into the desert, to a rugged place? For what purpose? Yet these men, and there were women, understood the greatest treasure of life. And they said, I want to discover that treasure more than anything else. I want union with God. I want to inherit the kingdom of God and start experiencing it here and now. And so they were willing to go to whatever extreme it took to discover God. Now think about their radical commitment. And then think about our effort. What effort do we do to seek out God? We live in a day and age where everyone wants to be comfortable. And to be truthful, contemporary Christianity often preaches, believe in God, but we preach this message where we say, God is this all-loving God. Everyone will be saved. Everyone will go to heaven. Everyone, just believe in God. Be good, whatever contemporary society understands as good, which is a pretty watered-down version of what it means. And we think that's good enough. That wasn't good enough for these saints because they understood God's love is an unconditional love. He loves all of us. He desires every person to be saved. He wants everyone in this church to be saved as well as every person in the world to be saved. So God's love is truly unconditional. The problem, though, isn't God's love. It's how we receive that love. Are we opening up our hearts, opening up our souls to receive God in his fullness? Many of us, all of us, have certain passions, certain desires, certain habits that hinder God's love from coming to us. It's not God's love. That's not God holding back his love. It's us with whatever's inside our soul that blocks God's love from coming to us. This is what these great saints were seeking to remove. They would go into the desert to pray, to know themselves, to know where their passions and their sinful failings were so that they could confess them, they could overcome them, and they could open up their hearts to receive God's grace completely. That's what we have to do. Those saints understood Jesus' words when Jesus said, narrow is the path, narrow is the gate that leads into the kingdom of heaven. Wide is the path of destruction, but very narrow, and few people will enter that path. Do we want to be among those few people to enter that path into the kingdom of God? Let's think about that today. And let's think about what effort we are making when we hear about St. Macarius, St. Euthymius, St. Anthony, St. Paul of Thebes. Let us think also about what are we doing to truly cleanse our hearts and minds of all that is impure, unclean, not of God, so that we can open up our hearts completely to God and receive his love, his grace, and so that we also can follow this path of sanctification in our lives. May God bless all of us on this journey through the narrow and difficult path. Amen. Again.